welcome to Destiny, the open door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, Wednesday, we honor our beloved Ascended Master Chohan Hilarion and Lord Raphael, the Blessed Mother Mary, and all the legions of light, especially the Elohim of healing, coming towards the planet now to heal all and bless all with that intense focus of God's love and continued light to our blessed planet. And so you find me on today where I am just so filled with the energies radiating about me, coming out of that fifth ray tier of heaven, that band of light where all healing, radiance, and supply of God of 1,000 suns, and the truth of Pallas Athena and the Master Hilarion come out of that. If you're seeking truth on today, seek those blessed ones of the fifth ray legions of mighty light to come and resolve said truth that needs to be revealed to you. And if you are needing any supplies of food, nourishment, supply of answers in your life, and all of the things that you may not have currently, and you're suffering with those things of life in which you don't have right now, reach out right now to those blessed ones on the fifth ray band of light. The Master Hilarion will come and radiate about you. Lord Raphael and the Blessed Mother Mary will extend to you out of the company of heaven, God's abundance of supply in the temples of light in which they abide. Hallelujah. And we speak of supply, we speak of truth. What else is there? Healing. That dose of healing in your body, your mind, your soul, and spirit on today. And also the consecration of life. When you have moments of angst, anxiety, the stressors of life that compound each and every individual on this blessed planet today. With the stresses come worry. With the stressors of life come just all frustration. And so we ask the blessed Hilarion and Mother Mary and Lord Raphael to come and alleviate it with the consecration that's necessary for you to meditate on, for you to be in contemplation all day, if it takes that, and just release all cares, all worries about you, all those worries, all the stress. Let it go into the light, into the light, into the light now. John 14:13 states, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." And so we look to our beloved, blessed host of the light as they radiate about them right now, shining forth all of God's heaven. Let us begin now with our preamble. We're going to do our preamble, which is starting the introduction, calling forth the legions of mighty light to come to Mother Earth and rain down upon us all love from the blessed heaven. Yes, and then we go into our decree session, right? Radiating that, we're issuing those fiats up to heaven. We're asking for mighty I Am Presence to come into our resolve from the extension at the top of our head, that crown of our head where mighty I Am Presence abides always. We see Jesus Christ in some of the photos with this intense circular light around and about him. That is the mighty I Am Presence shining, radiating. And so it extends up at the top about 9 diameters in length above you and coming down through the silver cord of life into the sacred chamber, which lies within the recesses of the heart chamber. The mighty I Am Presence is there, right? And so we call mighty I Am Presence forth and we issue those fiats up to God, and God answers all our prayers. And then we go into the prayer for today and we close out with the affirmations of life, the great I Am coming forth and shining through us every day. And so we make the declaration to mighty I Am Presence. We ask for mighty I Am Presence to come into our world, come into our life, come into our existence, and abide within us. Come forth when we need mighty I Am Presence to help us. That is the comforter of the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ said he would leave us with. And I know that you all are feeling this right now because I'm having these vibratory actions and waves just come into me right now and radiate all about me. And so with that, we will start now the preamble in which I just spoke of. And you can find the preamble in the I Am Decree Book, and I can upload that for you on today. All right, let's begin. In the name of my beloved mighty I Am Presence, higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light, great host of ascended masters, mighty legions of light, great host of ascended masters, great cosmic beings, and great cosmic light. Powers of light from the great central sun, come. Powers of light from the great central sun, come. Powers of light from the great central sun, come, come, come. The lords of blue flame, the angelic host, the legions of light and great cosmic law, beloved Saint Germain and Jesus the Christ, Godfrey and Lotus, Lady Master Nada, and the great divine director over this planet Earth now. Come. Cosmo, Kutsko, and Ray of Light, K-17, your inner secret service and legions of light, God and Goddess of Harmony, God and Goddess of Purity, God and Goddess of Justice, God and Goddess of Liberty, God and Goddess of Victory, and all who came with you from Venus, and your limitless, invincible legions of cosmic victory, and all who govern the system of worlds. Come, come, come in your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Raise your cosmic swords of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us, hold them eternally sustained and ever expanding and world engulfing until all beloved Saint Germain's I Am activities cover the earth and reign everywhere supreme with full power for all eternity. And nothing else remains but the purity, the freedom, and the victory of the ascension for all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And I demand this physically manifest. I expect this physically manifest. I am this physically manifest, 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 and all are ascended. Jesus Christ, victory attained right now. Light and freedom attained right now. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. And our decree for today is, through the beloved mighty I am presence, which I am, and the invincible, fiery, victorious hand of the cosmic Christ, I speak directly to all the substance and energy in my mind, body, soul, and spirit, and world, which has been discordantly qualified, especially in my atomic structure. I call on the law of forgiveness for imposing shadows upon it. I bless it with all love, all the love of my heart, and call the cosmic violet consuming flame into action to bless it with purity, which will be divine justice back to life. I demand and I am the expanding focus and victorious presence of the purity and love of the mighty I am presence and the outer self. Oh, beloved mighty I am presence, remove this discordant condition from me and see that even the memory of it in my atomic structure is removed forever. Blaze, blaze, blaze your violet consuming flame of the sacred fire and the great mercy of its love and purity everywhere in, through, and around me, and remove the memory of the action of all pain and distress. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. And our prelude for today is, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of our victory over sin, disease, and death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of victory over sin, disease, and death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sons and daughters of God, now and at the hour of victory over sin, disease, and death. Isaiah 40, verse 29 states, He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Won't you let him in today? Won't you let him in? Call to the presence of God of life right now and in the realms of light and life. He gives us the strength of Hercules, our blessed Elohim of the light. And in that strength, he increases it tenfold. Hallelujah. So the mighty electronic forces of life and light are with us now, radiating our beings and worlds right now, this instant and today. And our prayer for today is, in the name of my beloved presence of God, I am in me, my very own beloved presence. I ask you to come forth and shine in my life today. Take full command of every condition that is less than God's perfection and remove it. And replace it with God's perfection, God's love, and God's light. By his stripes, we are healed. By his nail-pierced hands, we're free. By his blood, we're washed clean. Now, we have the victory. Hallelujah. Whatever problem that has not been totally absolved on today, allow God's light of perfection to radiate in circular motion around the very thing that is causing the problem to instantly change the circumstances into the positive outcome that is needed right now. Whatever the issue in our lives, we ask that God's love transmute it instantly with the sacred fire of the violet flame and the green flame of healing to stream forth, to cause the changes in our lives to manifest in full abundance, what we desire to have change come quickly and instantly today. The ascended hosts let us know that the world is a mirror, and therefore, as you look into it, look into that mirror of life. You may command God's perfection. Command God's perfection. The power of sin is broken. Jesus overcame it all. He has won our freedom. Jesus has won it all. Hallelujah. And if you give the recognition of God to the outer world will recognize the God in you. Your beloved I Am Presence is the God acting in you. You must know that you individually are responsible for the things that you do in life as far as energy goes. Your energy and the control of energy is what matters in life. Each time you have an argument, each time you fuss and fight, each time you get mad, each time you are upset, each time you are annoyed or even frustrated about a thing, those energies that you unleash are filling the atmosphere with the radiation of dark. Each time you think a thought or feel a feeling, and the words that you speak brings about intensity or calmness. It's up to you what you choose to do. Isaiah 53:5 states, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." We are healed because of God's grace and the mercies of God extending forth to Jesus Christ. And by his stripes, we are all healed. We must command into our existence the things of life that must be sprinkled upon it. Like oxygen, we need it. It must come in full abundance to heal us, to bless us with all of life's resources coming into the planet now. We must utilize the sacred fire to cleanse our body temple. Use the sacred fire for our loved ones and all of life in the earth. We must be vigilant to cleanse every part of life, to cleanse all elements of the earth and set them free. The elements help us in everything we do. If we speak to the fire element, it must come to help us. If we speak to the earth element, it must come help and assist us. If we speak to the air element, it must come forth to help us. And if we speak to the waters of life, that water element, it must come through to help us. To help us. It must be done by you. On today, fire, air, water, and earth elements helping the planet. And if you speak to that, which is the elements of life and light, they must come and assist us in whatever part of life and circumstances that we find ourselves in. You are the way shower of truth, and you hold the power in your heart. Your mighty I Am Presence. You must call presence into conditions to act on your behalf. Like the forest fires of Canada. Why do you think it went out so quickly? And didn't last for weeks. With the smog over the entire northeast region of these United States. Because my beloved presence went into action as I called forth the elements of earth, the mighty Elohim of the light, and all the heavenly hosts of the North Quadrant of these United States and Canada to be in position to act on our behalf. They fixed that problem. Yes, it didn't last for weeks at a time. No, but simmered into the nothingness that created it. What did I tell it? Move, mountain. Move, mountain. Move, mountain. Mountain, get out of our way. Hallelujah. Yes. What mountain do you have that's blocking your progress? Speak to it now. Speak to it now. Tell it to move. Send it forth into the light now. Tell it to move. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. You are the risen King. Speak to that mountain now. Tell it to move. As we pause to allow entrance to presence to act on your behalf. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. You have won it all for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Isaiah 40:31 states, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Yes. You have won the victory. You have won it all for me. The mountain must be moved in your life. The problems must depart from us. The circumstances and conditions that we find ourselves in today must depart from us and must band together. We must band together. We must band together today and utilize the sacred fire to come forth now and blaze into action all around us. Mighty I Am Presence, I call forth Lord Raphael now and the Blessed Mother Mary to begin the process of healing. Come, come, come now and begin to heal our minds from all problems that life has thrown at us. Life and all of its misery has thrown at us on today. As they go about sending forth the green flames and rays of healing, the green emerald ray of healing, we ask them to heal our bodies from all conditions of sickness, dis-ease, suffering, and pain. Starting from the top of our heads, release the sacred fire of the violet transmuting flame into our beings, into our world, and all of our affairs this instant and today. Saturate, saturate, saturate us. Saturate all of us in that sacred fire of healing our bodies, healing our minds, healing our souls and our spirits right now. I ask for a charge of life, a charge of life to instantly kickstart us into action with the streams of life and light, fulfilling all of our heart's desires today and manifest all healing in, through, and all around and about us to radiate intense light that others instantly gravitate towards us and are caught up in its radiance to be charged and healed in abundance also. God is abundance. God is perfection. God is the supply of all life. God is healing. God is all truth. And God is consecration of all things to come in our lives, in our world, in affairs this day, now, and forevermore. It is done in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and World Mother. And so it is. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Life will begin to be much more accepting. Life will begin to be much more inviting, more engaging to you, because your very own creative activity will allow you the freedom to move, to grow, and be. Yes, let us marinate on that. The I Am Declaration, the I Am Presence Declaration, is the great I Am that comes forth to begin to work a mighty work in all of our lives if we call Mighty I Am Presence into action. And so if you would take charge of the great I Am Presence to come forth now and begin to work a mighty work in your life through and by the faith that is commissioned to do because of your declaration and your commandment, it will spring forth and act on your behalf. So let us state this I Am Presence Declaration and activation. In the name of my beloved mighty I Am Presence, come forth, come forth, come forth now. That is the issue that you just sent into action, declaring mighty I Am Presence to come forth in your life, to act on your behalf. Thou infinite, all-pervading presence, this is the activation. Thou mighty master within my human form and that of each human being, I acknowledge and I accept thy full presence manifest within my being and world and within the human form of every individual that God has sent forth. I give praise and thanks that at last I have become aware of this mighty presence to whom I can turn to and recognize the fullness of God's activity, the I Am of all things. I am that which I wish to bring forth. The I Am presence is the heart of God. Hallelujah. Yes. And as you make the declaration, you declare and you decree it forth by issuing the great I Am presence to come forth in your life. You are immediately in the great silence. The great silence. The moment you say, I am. If you recognize that you are the I Am, then whatever you declare is manifest that moment. Let us issue this mighty fiat of affirmations over our lives right now. You can listen to me silently. And in your mind's eye, just allow for mighty I Am Presence to take over and be the ruler of you on today. I am the mighty electronic energy flowing through, healing and renewing every cell of my body, my mind and body right now. I am the pure electronic essence that fills my mind and body. And I broke nothing else. I am the perfect activity of every organ and cell of my body. I am the presence charging this body with pure electronic energy. I am perfect health now manifest in every organ in my body. I am the perfect intelligence activity of this body. I am the perfect intelligence active in this brain. I am the perfect sight looking through these eyes. I am the perfect hearing through these ears. I am the fire of these eyes carrying it forth into everything I gaze upon and consuming all that is less than thy perfection. I am thy sight, which sees all things, visible and invisible. I am thy hearing, listening to the bells of freedom, which I have now. I am. So very grateful. I am. So very grateful, I am healing. I am healed. I am perfect healing now. In my body, temple of life, I am perfect healing now. I am healed now. I am healed now. I am I am light, light, light. I am light, light, light. This is the end of our Wednesday's healing session. I hope that you are able to just abide in that space of healing. The radiance that just came forth from my body to yours, I speak into existence now. Healing one. Healing is one. Healing is victory now. And so your body, elemental, is all healed through the Christ presence within you. Let it rain, let it shine, because Lord Raphael and the Blessed Mother Mary and Elohim peace, Elohim of healing, Elohim of radiance, Elohim of comfort is with you now. Elohim Hercules is strength of all that is within your body temple now, strengthening you, your mind, body, soul, and spirit of you. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. I went a little bit longer than I did. But this session, it just touches me so. Because in that healing essence of the radiance coming forth from out of the temples of light, we find God raining down us now from out of the great central sun, saturating all of us into that intense sacred fire essence of the violet transmuting flame and also the green emerald flame of healing, radiating the planet now through all the heavenly hosts of the light which I called forth. They are extending themselves to you now. And so with that, please take a pause in contemplation and meditation on today to be in receivership of their hands of light and life, God's cosmic light of the cosmic Christ radiating about you now and touching you and filling you with all of the mercies of heaven. It is so done in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and World Mother, and so it is. I am all light. I am all healing. I am all abundance. I am all that is, because mighty I am presence lives and abides in me. That extenuation from God is in me now and forevermore. I thank you all. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny the Open Door signing off. May the grace of God be with you all. May the light of God continue to shine inside of your body and your life. May His abundance be so filled and charged to instantly gravitate towards each one that you come into contact with on today and forevermore. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you all who are listening to me on today. And if you would allow for this beautiful essence of the prayer and decree session for Wednesday, Tuesday, and Monday to go out to someone that is so deserving of it, someone that needs to be so filled and charged with light, please do so on my behalf. I thank you all so very much for just being an instrumentation, an extenuation of God's light for the planet Earth and all thereon. Shine your light today in someone's life. Radiate all of light and life on someone else today. Lift up in prayer your voice because it needs to be lifted and heard. You are God's instrument, radiating all light now. And I thank you for your service work towards humanity. God bless you all. The great physician now is near. The sympathizing Jesus, he speaks the drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Philippians 2:10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. Hallelujah. Radiate your light. Radiate all of God's light upon the planet now.